In 2013, when Becky Anthony learned that her son was sentenced to 5 years in Bibb County Correctional Facility, she yearned to talk to other families going through a similar experience. But she had never heard of a support group in her community.
You know, we've got drug support, alcohol support, you know, family life support groups, but no support group for family members incarcerated.
So Becky, stressed, tired, and looking for a community to lean on, decided to take matters into her own hands by putting an ad in the local paper.
It says, "Do you have a loved one that's incarcerated? If you would be interested in a support group that provides emotional and spiritual support, contact Becky Anthony, me." And it has my email address and my phone number. Just kind of something short and simple.
The ad ran, but she never got a phone call or email.
That's a shame, because I know there's a lot of families out there that are going through what I'm going through. I can't be the only one. I know I'm not.
Sitting on a couch in her home outside of Jasper, Alabama, Becky's hands are clasped tightly. She pauses frequently for cigarette breaks. She glances at the walls, decorated with pictures of her family. All three of her children are grown. Her two daughters both live on their own with careers and families. But her 25-year-old son is a different case. She asks that he not be named for this story. He's had a drug problem since the age of 12. That addiction led him to burglarize homes to support his habit and landed him in prison.
He had opportunity and break after break. We knew it would probably come to this, but it's nothing I was prepared for, even knowing it. I mean, we raised both of our kids the same. You've got one that went in one direction and one that went in the other. But they were both raised the same way, brought up the exact same way.
Becky, who's 47, thought her life would be different. But on top of working full time, she's the caretaker of her ex-husband who recently moved back in after having a stroke. And this house is new because her family home that stood here previously burned to the ground in an electrical fire in 2011. Adding to all that, she has custody of her 3-year-old grandson, Bentley, while his dad is in prison. It limits Becky's options.
Thought about going back to school. I had the opportunity not too long ago to get transferred somewhere else for my job to another state. Couldn't do it because I've got Bentley now. Just, you know, traveling, just enjoying life. And it's not all bad. I've got my Bentley and he's wonderful. I'm very thankful to have that responsibility right now.
The house is a playground for Bentley. There are toys, a swimming pool, movies, and lots of attention from the family. He seems to be a happy kid, and Becky lights up when he smiles.
Bentley! How did you get that thing?
Bentley plays with his cousin in a small bouncy house.
Whoa! Look at me!
When she can, Becky and Bentley make the almost 2-hour drive to prison to visit his dad. But at the time of this interview, she was told she wasn't allowed to speak to him because he was on lockdown. Without in-person visits or phone calls, they're left to communicate through letters.
I just wanted to tell you all how much I love every one of you and miss y'all so much. And to let you know that I'm doing okay, I guess. I've been a lot better, though. Being in this 2-man cell is really starting to get to me. My cellmate was talking about his mom, and it got me thinking about y'all. Not that I don't think about y'all all the time anyways.
He shares his hopes and fears.
It's just prison is so much harder than I ever could have imagined. I feel like I'm going to have to change into something I'm not in order to survive. This place would turn you into a monster. The only thing that scares me is when I get out, will I be able to be the same person I was before I came?
And every letter, she says, includes questions about his son.
Anyway, how's Bentley? I'm sure he's growing like a weed. Make sure you tell him that I love him so much, and it hurts me so bad to be away from him like this.
Becky says the day that her son went to prison, it felt like her entire family went to prison. So her hope for her future is simple.
Just to be able to laugh and really feel the laughter. You know what I mean? To really enjoy life, to breathe. Because it seems like that's one of the hardest things to do lately is to breathe.
Her son's release date is in 2018. She says she believes some good can come out of the pain her family has endured when he's reunited with his son and they start a new life together. Then she says she'll be able to breathe. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.